Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Conner. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a federal judge struck down changes passed during Wisconsin's lame duck legislative session that would have restricted early voting in the state. We'll get the latest with our state capitol reporter.
First, increasing funds for K-12 education in the state was a priority for Governor Tony Evers' campaign. Now, a bipartisan task force has wrapped up a year's worth of work around the state and agrees more funding is needed.
The Blue Ribbon Commission on School Funding won't be putting forth standalone bills, but its recommendations include more money for special education in schools with low-income students and letting tax revenue limits for school districts rise with inflation.
Luther Olson is a Republican state senator from Ripon, representing Wisconsin's 14th Senate District. He co-chaired the Blue Ribbon Commission. Senator Olson, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, as you and your fellow members of the Blue Ribbon Commission went around the state, what kind of problems were you hearing raised by people in different communities?
Well, it's interesting because as we went around and heard from folks from, you know, all over the state, from way up north to way down south, and all corners and central Wisconsin, we heard sort of the same message, one that they really would like us to have give them some certainty on what kind of revenue limits they would can look for every year. And they really suggested, you know, just let us have CPI so that we can know what's going to happen. Right now, they just know 1 year for sure, and the next year they have no idea, and it's pretty hard to budget.
And CPI means that the revenue limits would go up along with inflation rates, right?
Correct, right, which just keeps them equal. And so that was one of the big things they talked about. Talked about dealing with special ed funding because that need has gone up, but our amount has stayed the same, and so they have been taking money out of Fund 10, which is for regular education, to supplement what they spend on special ed. A number of school districts are dealing with declining enrollments, and the way that the system works is that we say if you lose kids, it costs you the same amount per kid or student as it did when you had, you know, 10 more, but in essence it really costs you more per student because your fixed costs are pretty big.
You can't turn the heat off in a school, for example, per kid.
Yeah, or, you know, you lose one or two kids in a classroom, you can't get rid of a teacher. So the costs continue to, you know, go up per student. And so we have to recognize that. We're having more students coming to school that are bilingual, bicultural, so it costs more to educate them. They would like us to recognize that. We have more kids coming to school with poverty, and that's another issue, and they'd like us to recognize that. So there was a number of things that they brought forth, and the committee listened, and we put those forth in their report.
Now, school funding in Wisconsin, I would say, has got to be among the most complicated pieces of our state budget. Are you looking to take the whole thing apart and start from scratch or change some things around the margin here?
Around the margin, because we can make it simple, but that will be not fair to districts because we have districts that have different levels of property value per child. We have some that, you know, have get aided at the rate of like over 80%, and some get aided at zero. And so our formula does work. The problem is the revenue limits and what we do with increasing and decreasing enrollments, which really causes people some problems.
So let's get into some of the specific recommendations now. You mentioned allowing those revenue limits to go up along with inflation, which means, in effect, they don't go up. They stay the same in inflation-adjusted dollars. Another thing you mentioned was special education. What kind of changes in special education funding are you proposing?
Well, really, we're looking at increasing the percentage of reimbursement because the way the system works now is you have cost. First of all, special ed students have IEPs, individual education programs, and so they have to have services on what this program says, and so schools have to put that first. And so we have over time, because we haven't increased the amount, the percentage of what we reimburse has gone down. So it wouldn't be changing the formula, it just would be increasing the percentage to get it back where we were, you know, a few years ago.
Talking to State Senator Luther Olson about recommendations for education funding in Wisconsin. Another issue you tackle in your recommendations is mental health care for students. What kind of things are you hoping to fund and see in actual schools?
Well, we have more mental health issues than we've had in ever, I believe. And so schools are having issues getting staff, working together with the community, and there is not enough money to help students who have mental health issues. Now, that's different than special ed. This is people who just have mental health issues that need to be dealt with, and so we have in the past, and I think we will in the future, given schools more funds to deal with that, because if a student is not mentally healthy, they're not going to learn, and so this has become a bigger problem in our state and all over the country.
You also mentioned bilingual education, students coming from different language backgrounds. You've got kind of a simple math tweak when it comes to funding for those students. What would happen?
Well, we just say that they would count at 1.2 students, because we heard from superintendents and principals and teachers that, you know, we have these kids that come to their schools that really don't speak any English, and so they have to have staff to help them learn English and learn the subject material at the same time. And I know we heard from Green Bay, I can't remember how many different languages those kids now have when they come to their schools, and so it has become a bigger issue for a lot of schools than it ever was before, because we have more folks from other countries coming to Wisconsin, families coming to work and sending their kids to school. And a lot of these kids do very, very well, but it's a challenge to get them to learn English and be productive students.
I want to talk about the overall challenge here, because there can't be a one-size-fits-all approach, right? You've got rural school districts with declining enrollment facing those challenges. You might have Milwaukee, a school in a neighborhood with a high concentration of poverty. It's got its own unique challenges. There might be a high poverty rural county as well. How difficult does that variety of districts in Wisconsin make it to try to craft a plan like this?
Well, that's why we came up with individual ideas, because, you know, just saying, okay, here, every school district needs this or that, we decided not to do that. And there's some things that are in common across the state, dealing with special ed or dealing with, you know, being able to figure out what your budget's going to be in the future. Some deal with declining enrollments, as you said. Some deal with helping schools that are sparsely populated or that need to figure out, can we consolidate with our neighbors? We have a proposal in there that said you could start a K-8 district or K-6 district if you wanted to. And so then, let's say you have a couple districts wanting to go together, but they don't want to send their little kiddos, you know, away on a bus. So we said as well, you could start your school district like we have now, K-8 district, keep them in town and send the high school kids to a high school district like we have some of those in the state of Wisconsin. We're not forcing anybody to do this, but it gives them an option.
Let's talk about funding now. A little bit here, a little bit there. It starts to add up. Are you looking for these things to be paid for in part by raising local property taxes or ending the limits there? Or is this coming from the state general revenue fund? Where is the money coming from?
Well, that'll be up to the Joint Finance Committee and the legislature and the governor. The governor was in the other day, and he said he did not want to raise property taxes, which means then it comes from the general revenue fund.
So you've got all these ways to tinker with our school funding. It goes to Governor Evers now, maybe to include in his budget. Does this have a chance? Do these recommendations have a chance of becoming law?
Well, I mean, Governor Evers said he wants to spend $1.4 billion more on K-12 education. I'm not sure where the legislature is, but I'm hoping that this can be a landing spot for the governor and the legislature. And really what we did is we said, okay, if you're going to spend money, here is where it needs to be spent, because this is what the folks around the state said are the big areas that need to be addressed.
Senator Olson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Luther Olson is a state senator representing Wisconsin's 14th Senate District. He co-chaired the bipartisan Blue Ribbon Commission on School Funding. He talked with us about the group's recommendations heading into the next budget cycle.